Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast, fresh, alternative personal finance talk for independent thinkers who prosper outside of Wall Street. Here's your host, best-selling author, Kim D.H. Butler, and no BS money guy, Todd Strobel.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Prosperity Podcast. This is No BS Money Guy, Todd Strobel, and we've got a special guest with us today, Curtis May, who is the owner of Practical Wealth Advisors, and he has been a Prosperity Economics mentor for quite a long time, and it's been a nice relationship because he has taught me many things. And he's also very active in his market of educating people on how to come from maybe even the debt side all the way to the positive side, as well as how to properly handle wealth. So welcome, Curtis. How are you?
I'm doing great, Todd. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
So today we're going to be talking about, you have a five-step process called the, is it the Money Organizer? Is that, have I got that correct?
Yep, the Money Organizer Plan.
Super. So we always want to provide our guests as much as possible. So one of the things that Curtis has agreed to do is he actually has a good debt versus bad debt report that he has agreed to give to all of our listeners at no charge. And how would they go about getting that?
They can email me at Curt May, CurtMay, at gmail.com. That's CurtMay at gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, I encourage all of you to get that report because it's well worth reading. So five-step process. What's step number one?
Well, step number one, so let's back up. So the Money Organizer Plan came about because what we found is that most wealth is lost by how people manage cash flow. You know, so either they or don't manage cash flow. And two is we call a wealth transfer. They give most of their money away. So it's more opportunity to minimize the losses in their life than it is trying to pick winning investments. And so what we've done is develop a five-step process to kind of take people where they are to the goal is having at some point in your career, business, or personal where you have what we call work optional income, meaning that you have assets that pay you so that you don't have to work if you don't want to. So you got to start somewhere. And the first step is getting organized. So in that five-step process, so we take people through a process where we want to look at your cash flow. We try to free up money to start saving. And then once we find that money, we have a process that we take people through when we get organized. And the first step is, one, creating, I always tell people, like, well, first I want you to have what I call ATM money. So you need to have enough liquid funds that you can assess through your, you know, through a bank, you know, so that you can get at it. So if you need to go to your ATM, I want you to have some capital, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 at least that you can get to. Okay. The second thing is in that step one is asset protection. We call that playing defense. You know, one of the things that we teach our clients in life, you're going to have one of three problems. You're going to live too long, you're going to die too soon, or you're going to get sick.
I absolutely love that. That's great.
You know, and so I tell people, if you have a problem other than that, then you don't need me. But the you know, and so most people get sick and live, you know, so you have to play defense to protect your, you know, what we call your personal economy from those type of things. So step one is we say establish an emergency, a short-term, because we use another step for your serious capital, but a short-term up to a month, 2 months of your bill money in an emergency fund liquid that you can get to, okay? And then step one, that's 1A, so 1B of one would be establishing, making sure you have adequate protection, meaning that most people walk around, they're underinsured with regards to life insurance. We analyze a lot of people. They don't have enough coverage on their, you know, to protect against their car and homeowners. Like here, I'm here in the Philadelphia area, their look at their situation. They have minimal coverages on their you know, their car insurance, no umbrella policies, and so they've left themselves open to, and left their personal economy open to attack and to losses. They don't have proper protection. So we review those coverages, make sure that if you get sick, if you get injured and you can't work, you have to protect your cash flow, disability insurance, that kind of stuff. So we believe that's part of playing defense of a good plan. Okay, you got to manage cash flow, you got to have emergency savings, and you have to play defense. So that's step one.
And having personally known Curtis for a while, what impresses me most about his plan is you're not telling people that they have to really change their lifestyle and, you know, basically live on beans in order to be able to fund these things. You're able to find sources for these funds by properly looking at their finances, correct?
Absolutely. And that's the whole purpose of the plan. What we do is when looking at it, we look for, or we try to create what we call CAFR, cash available for reallocation. And in looking at that, because we always talk about there's, you know, three types of money. There's the money you already have accumulated. We call your accumulated money. There's your lifestyle money. And then there's your transfer money. And so accumulated money is, and what Kim calls typical advisors focus on your accumulated money. Todd, how much you got? Oh, we can do better. Why don't you move that money over here to us? Right. And so I tell people, when you're getting that type of advice, who's the only person that money is at risk? Yours. The second one is lifestyle. Well, you gotta, you know, we need you to have a garage sale. You can't go on vacation. You need a bag of lunch. You need to live in a sackcloth, and you can't do this. You can't do that. And so you cut back on lifestyle. That's why people avoid to see us, because, you know, they think we're the party pooper. You can't do that. But nobody's interested in cutting back on their lifestyle. So we focus on money you're losing unknowingly, unnecessarily, such as how you pay your mortgage, how you fund financial qualified plans, taxes, how you fund major capital purchases, health insurance. There's all kinds of ways where people are losing money, and it's right in front of them. They just don't see it. So usually we can readjust their situation. I had a doctor I was working with that just in taking her through our process, we saved her or created $11,000 a year of new money, like over close to $1,000 a month, like $900-something a month that we freed up that we could begin to apply to the other steps, which is paying yourself first, beginning to eliminate your debt. But we did that out of money she was already spending.
That's fantastic. I mean, the Dave Ramsey plan that all of us are so familiar with, I mean, it's effective if you absolutely can agree to put yourself in a state of poverty until you're wealthy. And then even then, I guess you're supposed to give your money to somebody else because you're never actually allowed to spend money under that plan. This plan allows you to, you know, live a life now while still protecting the people that you care about in the future.
Absolutely. I want you to live the best life you can right now and in the future. And so you can do that. You just, you know, you have to think in terms of abundance, and you have to become a good steward of the resources that enter your personal economy. And that's really what prosperity economics is all about. I teach our clients that it's your money. It's not Curtis's money. So it can't be more important to me than it is to you. And so, like, we have our clients, you have to read a book a month on money. Because it's, you know, if you read a book a month on money, when we have our annual review next year, you're smarter and our conversations get better and you are more empowered and in control of your life. This is your money. You need to be in control of it.
What a fantastic idea. That is a great requirement. I mean, we all should be doing that anyway, but I love the way that you built that into your plan. Once again, Curtis has agreed to give a report called Good Debt versus Bad Debt to all of our podcast listeners here at the Prosperity Podcast. And again, once again, how do they do that?
They can go to my, they can send email with, you know, Curtis, send me my free report, Good Debt versus Bad Debt. And then we will send that to, you can send that to Kurt May, CCURTMAY@gmail.com.
super. Encourage everybody to take advantage of that. Curtis is one of the most giving people that I know, and the information in there is valuable. So I guess we covered step one. What is step two?
So step two is debt elimination. Okay. And so as the title report, there's good debt and bad debt, or there's what I call constructive debt and destructive debt. And so it's kind of based on the, if you read one of the first books we have our clients read is The Richest Man in Babylon. And in the book, it's the 10, 20, 70 rule. And so, you know, we want our clients to save, like you all do, 10 to 20% of your income. But I want you, you know, allocating a portion of that debt to snowballing that debt. But you must pay yourself first. I tell people, look, why are you worried about paying off all your debt? So now your debt is gone, but you're broke. So your creditors are happy, but you're broke. How does that work? You know, that doesn't make any sense. So you need to, you know, kind of build your asset columns simultaneously while you're building out the debt. So what our money organizer, which is a process, a plan that we create, an algorithm where we actually show you. So when we free up that $400, $500, $600 a month, we have an algorithm that shows, okay, this part goes to building your emergency fund, this part goes to debt elimination, this part goes to building your cash reserves. And when we hit those goals, that money already rolls over to the next goal. So that's kind of built in this program that we help. So we kind of snowball it out, and then it's future facing, so you can, because really you can't control investments. The only thing you control is your behavior. Okay. And so the goal is to minimize interest that you pay and maximize interest that you're earning. So you want to eliminate that, you know, the credit card debt, that, you know, these are things where you want to answer the question. Well, you know, what the money organizer plan does is, let's say you're asking yourself, well, should I pay off my student loan debt, or should I, you know, pay off my credit card debt, or should I, you know, fund this savings account? And so you kind of need to look at your overall personal economy so that you can make those choices. You can see how they affect you overall. So I try to get people to look at their, you know, think, as you know, is the first step in the, you know, the principles of prosperity. And, you know, you got to see the whole picture. So you have to take a macro view of looking at your personal economy. And then debt elimination is part of that. So these two steps are happening concurrently.
That, I mean, I love the idea of the personal economy, because regardless of what's going on in the national economy or the world economy, there are still problems that need to be solved, and people out there that have been given the gifts and the mission and the passion to solve them. And I think as long as you're out there solving problems, your personal economy can be positive regardless of what you're reading in the newspaper about what's going on in the rest of the world.
Absolutely. You can't, I tell people, look, you can't control the economy, the national economy, but you can control your personal economy, which is your production as a household and your consumption. So you can control that, and you can't consume before you produce. So this is what prosperity economics is all about. You've got to take a business approach to running your personal economy. You have you're CEO of your life. You have to look at, all right, how can I grow? How can I generate more revenue? How can I have multiple streams of income? How can I employ constructive debt, meaning that if you're using it to buy asset or duplex or triplex, it's not debt anymore. It's leverage. You know, debt is when you have more liabilities than assets. Okay, so there's a difference between having debt and being in debt.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. And then, of course, I know we're running kind of close on time here, but we've got time for step number three. What's number three?
So step three in our system is building cash reserves, you know, equal to, you know, 3, 6, 12 months of your net income. And so now what we use for that strategy is we teach a strategy called the private reserve strategy. So some people call it, you know, becoming your own banker. We use actually permanent insurance for that strategy. And so, because what we want to do is we teach people, you finance everything you buy. So what you want to do is build a pool of capital that you could control. And now what you can do is if an emergency or opportunity comes up, instead of if you have a big pool of money like a money market or something, the only way to access that money is to withdraw it. And so people don't understand opportunity costs. We call that situation, you know, if you got a tank of money, we call it drain the tank. And so what we do is we use that building the cash reserves to build a pool of capital that you can access through collateralization without draining the tank. So you can continue to use your money, right? You want to have control, liquidity, use, and equity, but without draining the tank. So you can be able to use your money but still have your capital moving forward in a liquid, safe place that you can access. And so those are the first three. So that is step three in our system, which we got to do is get you organized, okay? Because most wealth is lost to how people manage cash flow. We got to find the money. We got to find your wealth transfers. Now we're going to, once we find it, we got to organize a plan to make sure you've got money, that we're eliminating your non-preferred debt, which will free up future cash flow once that debt's gone. And then once we find it, we got to put it somewhere where you can store that cash. And those are the first three steps.
Now, obviously, Curtis, our listeners are definitely going to want to learn more from you. Is there a particular area that you work, or can you work from, you know, can you handle anybody in the country, or what is your market?
I'm pretty much in the Northeast. Well, actually, there are certain states I work in, but I can work virtually anywhere, but I'm in the Philadelphia, New Jersey, or Maryland area. I have some clients in Texas, Florida, Georgia. So I'm not quite in all 50 states, but it's not hard to be able to do that.
What is a phone number that, let's give our listeners a phone number, because obviously people can tell that, you know, they need more information from you. I'm excited about the information you have shared so far. What's a good phone number to reach you?
So the phone number, our office number is area code 610-622-3121. That's area code 610-622-3121. Also, let me give you my, just so you have it, maybe a website. Because one of the things that I do a lot of workshops in the area, and I have a certain amount of what we call 15-minute appointments that I offer to the community, where you've got 15 minutes, and I'll answer whatever question you got. You can literally go on my website and click the button that says schedule a 15-minute appointment. It puts each of us on each other's Google Calendar. If you think that would be appropriate, I could give them that.
Yep, super.
So that website is practicalwealthadvisors.com. That's practical, P-R-A-C-T-I-C-A-L, wealth, like it sounds, advisors with an S.com.
And just one more time, you are also offering our listeners very generously a free report called Good Debt Versus Bad Debt. And they receive that by emailing you at what address?
Kurt May, C-U-R-T-M-A-Y @gmail.com.
I encourage all of our listeners to get that information. You know, one of the things I'm thinking is this time of year, we're kind of going into graduation and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I think this would be a fantastic relationship to start teaching somebody who's coming out of high school or maybe coming out of college, to have them do things right the first time versus having to fix it like most of us have had to do in the past. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I just spoke at a college a couple of weeks ago in to a class of about 150 freshmen, and just on, you know, basic stuff. Because you don't really, there's no class called Money 101. So, you know, they teach you how to earn money, but nobody teaches you, or they teach you to work for money, but nobody teaches you how money works. And so, you know, we have to work on that and get that information out. We're really passionate about education. You know, funny, I'm a financial educator is what I consider myself. And really helping people, empower people to, you know, control their personal economy and not be victims.
Super. Well, this is No BS Money Guy Todd Strobel for the Prosperity Podcast. Once again, special thanks to Curtis May of Practical Wealth Advisors. It's been a great few minutes we got to spend together, and we absolutely encourage our listeners to reach out for more information, because, you know, obviously we barely scratched the surface of what he knows. And, if you're in that area or anything in here resonates with you, contact him. And I know we didn't even finish the five steps. There's a couple more steps to talk about. So please go ahead and get the rest of the information from him, and we'll see you all again soon. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.